You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
We are Dave and Giggles, and REM might be the best band on earth today. Just today. I'm sitting here waiting for Giggles to get home from a wedding expo, and I'll talk a little bit and I'll play some more music, but I'm just gonna hang with you guys. I saw the Monster Tour. I saw that in 1995. I was a young, like 15, 16 year old kid, and me and a whole bunch of my high school friends, early high school, like freshman friends, sophomore friends, all went down to MSG, escorted by one of our friends' dads. That's always fun when you're being escorted. I'm sure he must have had a great time with that. But being escorted by a dad who was probably just as juvenile as us, now that I think about it. But that was an interesting show. It was a really weird show because I think it was the last one with the drummer, and he had a brain tumor at that time. So they had like a scorecard, a book that you could buy. And I remember one of our friends bought it, and I was looking through it, and like the last page of it was a brain scan of his brain tumor in the pamphlet thing that they handed out. And I believe, I'm pretty sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, 718-928-9732, that was his last tour. So I am happy to say that I did get to see REM in their full capacity at a young age, but might be the best band in the world right now, right today at least, right? I don't know. We are Dave and Giggles. We are here with you. I want to give a big shout out to making us the top 10 talk shows of last week. We had on the amazing Amy Bales, and I want it to be not the end of our music foray, as it were, into the summer. I have a bunch of more musicians lined up, and hopefully they'll bring what Amy brought last week, which was awesome. She did a really good job. If you want to go see the song, one of the songs she did, it's on our Vimeo page. So if you go to Vimeo and just search Dave and Giggles, you'll find a whole bunch of our past performances. We had on some really cool people. One of them, Giggles, had a man crush on and still talks about to today. John Shannon, great John Shannon, who's on tour right now. Look up John Shannon. You'll love John Shannon. So here we are, Sunday night, hanging out, me alone, waiting for Giggles to get in, but I'm cool with that. I could just sit here and talk all day long. Whatever. It's cool. One thing I did want to talk about was, something that happened in the, country world, which was, basically this kid, like, remixed a song, and apparently his name is Lil Nas X. I don't know if you heard of Lil Nas X. He's some kid out of the South, and he puts out this song, and I heard it was remix, or the beat was like something from Nine Inch Nails. So I don't know how you get around all that, but he puts out this song on Twitter, and it blows up, and it does really, really well, and then eventually gets put on the country Billboard charts, and it goes huge. Everybody's fucking loving this song, and then eventually someone in the world of country goes, no, this is a rap song and does not deserve to be on a country song. And then Miley Cyrus's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, calls him up and goes, hey, you want to do a little remix? I'll come in there and sing a little song. Show these people that you don't have to be white to be country. You don't have to be like country to be country. You can have a little rap in there. So here's a little bit of that song. It's pretty dope. Oh boy, here
it's
we
been
go.
A big old
of course they're gonna do that to me. Let's see. Until I can't no so that's more. Billy Ray. Let's see if I can roll some back tweets. A little bit. Here we go.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached.
Then things got exciting a couple days later.
Of course, the stupid video that comes up. But whatever, it's pretty awesome that Billy, I mean, I think one of the coolest things you could do as a celebrity is use your celebrity to like lift people up rather than bring people down, because that's pretty much what celebrities do anymore. It's like, let me step on whoever I can step on to get to the top. But no, not Billy Ray. Billy Ray goes out of his way, helps this kid out, and now it's back on the Billboard. And you know what? Not only is it back on the Billboard, it's number one on the Billboard. So big shout out to Lil Nas X. Big shout out to Billy Ray Cyrus. And that leaves us right here waiting for Giggles to come in. What's going on out there? Give me a buzz. 718-928-9732. We'll hang out. We got the next hour with us again. We're going to sit in here and talk. And when Giggles comes back, we got some stuff to talk about. I don't really know what that is. But I do. One thing that happened this week was the black hole picture. And a lot of people were like, wow, cool. It's nothing. It doesn't really look like anything. But it's really fucking cool that we got a picture of a black hole. It's amazing. I watched a couple videos. One was with, I don't know if you've seen anything about it, but one was with the girl who pretty much has become the face of this black hole picture, which she's like going viral. Her pic, she's young. She's like a young doctor. And she was like, help organize the whole thing. But basically she did a TEDx, which is really cool. I watched the TEDx. And if you got time, watch it. She's a little nervous. She's not great at public speaking. She's a doctor. What do you expect from her? But she goes up there and tells you exactly like what went into the making of this picture. And basically she talks about how she turned the world into one giant satellite. Think about that. That's mind-boggling. That's amazing. She turned the whole world into a satellite and then basically used all those satellites and then took pictures of different spots at the same time of the universe and then was able to put them all together like a puzzle and then come up with this fuzzy picture of an actual black hole. It's astounding. Astounding. But, and then I watched it, I got really deep into the black hole for a while because I'm a man of science, somewhat, not a very bright one, but I'm a man of science. I like to know what's going on. So I did some digging. I did some watching. A lot of them were like the theories of the black hole of what we're supposed to be seeing. So it was a lot of videos before the actual picture was taken, but what we would expect. But one thing that I found out that was really cool was, so the picture that we're actually seeing, you have that black hole, right? And then you have the ring of fire around it, which is a large fiery cascade of energy being sucked into the black hole. But basically what we're seeing is, so basically, and I can't do, it's hard to do this without a visual description, but I'll try my best. Basically, you had light coming in, being sucked into the black hole, like straight on. And as light moved away from it further and further, as the light approaches it, it bends into the black hole. And it bends into the black hole. And the further away from it it goes, the further it bends into the black hole. So think of it as like, I don't know, like one of those like weird, I don't know, crocheting things where you, it doesn't matter. But you could kind of picture it. It bends into it. So as it moves further and further away, the bigger the bend gets and the bigger the bend gets and bigger the bend gets. And then eventually, which is what something is that Einstein came up with, one of his theories, and it actually held up to be true, which is goddamn amazing. Like how, I don't understand how people are so smart. How are people so smart? But anyway, it comes up and it gets to a certain point and then it bends around at a certain degree, which was theorized by Einstein again. At a certain degree away from this black hole, the light goes around it and doesn't get sucked into it, spins around it the whole way, and then spins off. The light goes off into infinity, into the darkness. So basically, that light that is spinning, that gets spun around it, creates the circle around the black hole. So that's the light that we're seeing around the black hole. That's mind blowing. That's amazing to me. I don't think it's amazing to you, but it's amazing to me. But then the other thing is that as the light turns on the other side of it, light hits the other side of it because it's being bent and it's being sucked in from all angles. We actually see the back of it, right? Doesn't make sense. But as the light hits the back of it, it sends a light back at us in another way. So it enables us to see the back of it. It kind of like unfolds the black hole into like double the size. So what we're actually seeing in the black hole, the actual black hole is half that size. When actually the black hole that we're seeing is the double the size because of we're seeing the back of it too. Now, how do you theorize that? How do you come up with that? I don't understand how people are that smart. I really don't. I really don't. But regardless, I can sit here and talk about black holes for a while. I'm going to wait till Giggles gets here. I'm going to play a little song as we wait for him to come in. And then, as I'm saying, right now, REM's the best band in the world. So, as with that... Yesterday, debating on whether to tell the story, I didn't have anything to do. No one was around. It was a beautiful day out. So instead of sitting around watching movies or whatever, I was supposed to go with Dylan to the infamous hot sauce convention. And in the morning, he canceled. And if you want to, if you remember from last year, if you're listening and you're a long time listener, you remember from last year, Dylan came in and right after the hot sauce convention, like just looking like a red tomato of a hot sauce and drunk as all hell. And we played some fun games, and it was a laugh riot. One of my favorite shows of all time. It really was good. If you want to go back, I believe it was last year on 422. If you want to go listen to that show, it was great. But anyway, Hot Sauce Convention was yesterday, and we were supposed to go to it, and they canceled in the morning. So that left me with an open day. So I ended up having a small edible, and I took it, and it was a great day of me just like kind of cleaning up the house a little bit. And then I took a walk, and I went down to the park, and I'm walking around the park, and it's a really nice park by me. And there's like basketball, and there's baseball, and there's all these fields. I'm walking around, and I'm kind of a little out there. And I'm like, oh man, I'm alone walking around a park. Probably shouldn't be doing this. So I got myself all worked up. I was like, I'm gonna get out of this park. I'm done. I'm out of the park. But it was a beautiful day yesterday. Spring is in New York, or is winter here? I can't tell. Is anybody excited for Game of Thrones? Is anybody excited for Game of Thrones? I think a lot of people are. I can't figure it out. I mean, I guess I've watched enough of it to know what's going on. But Game of Thrones, a lot of magic, a lot of weirdness. It's fine, I guess. But I just can't really find myself getting that into it. But I will watch it tonight because I am a sucker for like pop culture, sucker for pop culture. I got to know what's going on, and I got to know exactly what people are talking about. Because if I go into a room and everyone's talking about something that I have no idea what's going on. Actually, I got an email today about a party that I'm welcome to come to, but I don't have to. And it's a Harry Potter themed party. I've never read one book. I've never seen one movie. And like words were thrown around like miggle or muggle or something like that. And I don't understand it at all. And I think that's the one that got away from me. It's like, I wasn't young. I was like in my 20s when it came out, or like late teens. And I was literally not interested in it at all. I was much more interested in drinking and partying and having fun, and like the idea of going to see some kids movie was not on my radar at all. So that one completely missed me. Is there one that you missed? Is there like a pop culture thing that you missed completely that you have no idea what it's about? I'd like to know about it. 718-928-9732. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. I'm actually interested in Giggles' idea on this. Because I don't know. I mean, since he had kids, I imagine that he probably has missed a lot. He probably knows a lot about kids' movies. But I digress. We are Dave and Giggles. We got a next like half hour with you if Giggles ever shows up. But regardless, I'm here for you. I do want to talk about a few things. Our court system. It's kind of weird. So two court cases that I read about this week. One was, do you remember there was a viral video of a whole bunch of like teens that were up on a bridge? Oop. And one of the kids was going to jump off. One of the girls was supposed to jump off. And then that another girl pushed her and like she broke her leg. I don't know. I think she broke a rib and like her leg, and it was like a forceful push, and she ended up like pretty much like face planting into the water. Regardless, that girl who pushed her eventually went to court and was found guilty, and of the court decision, the judge's decision, the girl got 2 days in prison. 2 days in prison. It's a tough call, you know, like, yeah, she pushed her. She's, and also a part of that whole thing was she's like not allowed to talk to this girl for 2 years or something. I don't know what that's about, but that was part of like the whole law thing and the court thing. She's not allowed to talk to the girl for 2 years and she has to do a whole bunch of community service and stuff like that. But she got 2 days, which is very interesting because it's not enough to be like, all right, you did something wrong. We're going to give you something to do, like whatever, or, you know, whatever, clean up the yards or clean up this or that or blah, blah, blah. But we're going to give you 2 days. We're going to give you 2 days in jail. So as soon as she's in, she's out pretty much. I'd love to know like the judge's thought process of being like, all right, 2 days. That's it. That's what she gets. That's the time she has to serve for this punishment. Also, the idea of being a judge is very fascinating to me. Is like doling out, like looking at a crime, right? And then taking that crime and being like, the retribution of that is something that I need to dole out. So like, it's like the eye for an eye sort of mentality, but like within the system that we have. So obviously you can't take their eye, but you have to dole out some kind of punishment. So like in this judge's hearing, they decided that the punishment for pushing a girl off a bridge was 2 days in jail. Just wild to me. But on the other side of it, you have, I don't know if you guys remember Craig Carton. He was a talk show host, a sports talk show host, who like went in debt and like had pyramid schemes and like embezzled. Like I think it was something to the point of he was selling fake tickets to events, and he had this pyramid scheme of selling them to sell to other people, and he was making millions of dollars off of it. And then he got busted. Obviously, you're going to get busted for selling scamming tickets or like highly overpriced tickets, but you know, outside of the Ticketmaster, which is probably another thing. Another thing, a problem I have with is that like Ticketmaster and then StubHub. Like StubHub is it's just a scam. I mean, I don't understand how StubHub can take tickets and then charge more because they're not Ticketmaster or whatever. They can upcharge. So it just doesn't, it doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, Craig Carton, he got 3.5 years, which seems more like a fitting thing, like rather than 2 days. But regardless, he got 3.5 years in jail. And then it was estimated that he had a Ponzi scheme where he had a ticket scalping thing where he made $7 million. And then he had huge gambling debt. So I don't know if that has all been settled, but when he gets out of jail, I'm sure whoever he owes money to is not going to be happy. But I digress. The court system, everybody. That's my take on the court system. And yeah, I think I could play one more R.E.M. song. I don't know what to play. Oh, you know what's a good song? That's a good song. All right. I'm going to play one more R.E.M. song. I'll see you guys on the flip. All right. Well, as soon as the song ends, the room fills up. And I've been doing the show the whole time by myself, talking to myself. Now Giggles is here. What up, buddy?
I'm here.
And Melissa walks in. We gotta say it again.
We gotta stop meeting like this.
Oh, I gotta turn you up. Why won't I turn you up? Now we're here. Now we're up. Yeah.
We still gotta stop meeting like this.
I know we do.
I can butt out if you want.
No, you could hang out. Just chill. I got a couple of things that I came up with while I was sitting here by myself.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing over there?
Just hanging. I ate a Whopper. God, like I haven't eaten a Whopper in like probably 8 years.
How was that?
I won't feel great, but at the time I felt good.
Yeah.
Because I needed something.
Yeah, there's something about that like Whopper, Big Mac, like every once in a while it tastes so good, but then you feel like crap later. You feel pretty bad.
I think it's like 1,000 calories or something.
I'm sure it's really terrible. So the one thing that I was sitting here talking to myself about was Game of Thrones, which comes out tonight, right?
Yes.
And like I'm half in on that, right? And I was thinking to myself, like, what? Because I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch this thing. But what was one like pop culture thing that you just completely missed out on? Mine was Harry Potter. I completely never saw one movie, read one book, just missed it completely. Was there one pop culture thing that you just missed completely?
That I wasn't into?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I know. That's why I asked it.
It's a really good question.
Is it down? Now it's up. Blast you.
Well, it's not necessarily pop culture, but sports. Like, you know, I don't care about sports.
No, you don't care about sports.
So that's what I miss out on.
I think there's something, because you grew up in Florida, and like sports is not a Floridian thing, except for college football.
And which, baseball.
We have high school sports.
Yeah, high school sports is big, but like professional sports... Baseball a little bit, but I mean, college football is like the biggest thing in the world. Like you even used to follow for a little while college football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still do or no? No.
No. No. No. I don't care.
No.
I don't really care. Although I am doing a professional or a well-known college football head coach. He's a head coach of a college football team, and I'm doing his daughter's wedding.
Oh, that's nice. Where's that?
Yeah.
In Colorado? That's gonna be in Florida.
In Florida.
Oh, Florida? Going back to Florida for it?
Going back to Florida. Nice. February of 2020. And
by February of 2020, we'll know so many things, like who won that election. Like,
no, the election's not till November.
November. Right. You're right. We won't know that. Okay.
We won't know anything.
We won't know anything.
We'll know who won at least two more seasons of American Idol. Something we'll probably know.
Is that back? American Idol's back?
Yep. See, there's another pop culture thing you're missing.
That is. I remember the first like season or two. So I didn't miss it completely. But like, yeah, now it's gone. I have no idea what's going on with it now. Or like The Voice or like all those other things, the spinoffs of those things. I missed those completely.
The Masked Singer or something.
The Masked one is like the weirdest one.
What?
The Masked one where like...
That can't be real.
Yeah, there's like people come out, like actual singers come out. And like Joey Fatone was one, apparently. I know a little bit about it. But like they come out and they wear a mask and they sing for the entire season and they try to guess who it is. That's the show. I don't know who came up with it, but that's the show. So yeah, it's weird.
It's pretty terrible.
It's pretty terrible.
You should have seen me giving away this Pete at my bridal show.
Tell me about your Pete.
I had 3 bricks on my table as a little decoration or whatever. You know, it's like show and tell.
Show and tell.
Bridal show. And this couple come up and they're like, yeah, well, you want to go to Ireland? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do want to go to Ireland. And I have something for you. This is Irish Pete. And they're like, what?
Like, they didn't know what it was.
Take this and burn it. And thank me later. So
they had no idea what Irish Pete was, though.
No. They've never been to Ireland.
No.
So. But they're getting married there, which is crazy. Weird. I was like, that's nuts.
Is there family from Ireland? It must be.
Well, the one guy's Irish.
Okay. So he's been to Ireland.
I don't think so.
So he's just Irish, but never been to Ireland. Yeah, so he's American.
And they're getting married at a castle in Ireland, which sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's like our friend. What was her name? That castle. I can't remember her name. She was great. Were you here during those years?
Wasn't it Deb?
His name was Deb. I there was this girl who like emailed me out of the blue and was like, hey, I live in London and I'm, or like around London, and I'm having a contest and I want to promote it on your show. She was giving away her castle.
What?
Yeah, she was giving away her castle.
Can you include me in this? Damn.
Yeah, it might have been before.
She was having like a fundraiser, yeah, like a competition.
And it didn't pan out. Like, she never gave it away.
I don't think so.
No. But she called us for like a few, every week for like a month or two.
Was it just a very elaborate prank?
It might have been.
It might have been a very elaborate prank.
I think we might have asked her like how she got her money. We're like, how did you afford this castle? Because she had a castle before. She like lived in a castle before.
Yeah. And also, she put in a ton of money to renovate the castle, so it looked like an elaborate, like hotel kind of Airbnb thing. So like she invested a ton of money into that castle. We should have hopped on that.
We should have.
Or she castle fished you.
Yeah, she
like catfishing, but castles.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It was bad. It was worse when I explained it. That was my own fault, though.
I know you shouldn't have explained. I should have just let it live. We got it.
Castle or treehouse?
Castle or treehouse? What is it? Would I rather live in one or the other? I mean, give me like a rundown of what the treehouse looks like.
It's like Swiss Family Robinson.
Nice. It's a nice treehouse.
Yeah. It's a nice treehouse.
Yeah. I'd probably do a treehouse because you don't have to like, and one thing that she kept always talking about was like having to have to heat and like clean that giant castle. That sounds like a nightmare. If you're living in a treehouse, it's easy. You know, it's time. It's smaller.
Snakes, you got monkeys.
You got monkeys.
A treehouse grows in Brooklyn.
That would be nice. That'd be really cool living in a park. I always thought, you know, like in Central Park, there's that like old Dutch home that's like in the middle of it. I always thought it would be an amazing experiment to have once a year, someone wins and they get to live in that house for a year.
That would be so cool.
That'd be so cool.
And there's a big old house in Prospect Park, too. There's a couple of them, actually. Yeah,
like that, too. Like, they don't do anything. They're just, like, they hold stuff.
Yeah, one of them's, I guess, a party space, I think.
That, too.
One of the ones in Prospect Park.
Imagine if, like, one time a year, like, someone got to live there for a year. It'd be so cool.
Have you heard of this this castle on the Hudson River near Cold Spring, the Belvedere Armory or whatever? Or not? Maybe not the Belvedere.
I think I have.
But there's like an armory. This guy like bought all this like cannons and stuff after World War I or II or something, and he didn't have anywhere to put it, so he builds this castle in the middle of the Hudson River. It's up near Cold Spring.
Ooh, I gotta go check this out.
Yeah,
you should check it out. There was also I don't know if you remember Joe's sister, her husband. There's a little island on the Hudson that has an old mansion like that's broken down in the middle of it. And it's like this little mansion that's like just pretty much in ruins. And he does it every summer because he's a teacher. He does a tour where you kayak out and then he gives you a tour of the old mansion. So that's his summer job. That sounds like a great job.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd do that too.
I like kayaking.
Kayaking's fun. Kayaking's great.
Till you get like, you know, going down the Hudson River and you can't control it. You're just.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you inhale, you get river from the Hudson water in you, and then you. Or, I assume explode.
Yeah.
Implode? Probably implode.
Implode. First I wanted to talk about the beaver. Remember the beaver when you were in the kayak?
It's true. You're covering a lot of bases.
Covering a lot of bases here today. But I did do stand-up paddleboarding in the Hudson River once, and I did not stay on the paddleboard at all. So I was in the river, like on the west side. It was gross. I got out and I was just like covered in a film of stickiness. It was
hard pass. Really hard
gross.
Pass.
Really gross. But the beaver. That was a good time.
The beaver. Yeah. Beaver attack.
What's going on over there?
We got the kids had pink eye. So that was last week. That was good.
That's no fun.
Pink eye through all the kids. So that was
all
fun.
Three of them?
All three of them. Oh, not at the same time. Oh. Sam had it, then Leo had it. Then there was 2 days where we were all clear. And then Lucy wakes up with like goop in her eye. Like, oh God.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
What do you even like? You got to get medication, right?
Yeah. You got antibiotics. You got or ointment. You got to wash your hands religiously.
Yeah.
I was like, I love my kids, but I just didn't want to touch them.
No.
I was like, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
They're covered a layer of pink and poop. Like that's pretty much all they're covered in. That's
so
gross. So you avoided it. You didn't get pink.
I avoided it. Knock on wood. I did not get it.
And that was also like a camp out night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So we did a little backyard camp out.
That's really sweet.
And then we wake up and the kids get pink eye. So it was
all outside. You wake up and Sam's got pink eye outside.
Yeah.
Oh, he so, must have not been happy camper. See that? See, that's what you do, and then you don't have to explain it. There's a joke where you don't have to explain
Thank you. And now you've explained humor to me, and I feel I personally am like all the wiser for this understanding humor. Of what humor is.
Explained humor. That's great.
Good. Yeah, no, it was a good, you know, I don't know if we're going to do it again, because I just didn't sleep very well because I kept hearing the cars on the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't fun. Like, I'd wake up every time I hear a car.
Yeah. You know? How far back does your property go? Is there another road back there?
There's a road about, I want to say, like 500 feet away. Something like that. It's far enough away, but you could still hear it, and it's pretty quiet.
The other thing is, no matter how big the tent you're in, is eventually you will elbow someone in the face or be elbowed in the face. Like, it's. I feel an inevitability of camping.
Yeah. Me and Giggles have camped a lot together. We used to go to the Adirondacks and
I love the Adirondacks. That's where I've spent most of my summers growing up.
So beautiful up there. There's one trip we did specifically where our friend brought us for his birthday, and it was a canoe camping trip, and we ended up like carrying canoes for miles at a time. And
portaging
and we would come up with songs about how he was like torturing us on the river.
Well, that's actually where the you look good came from.
Yeah, you look good.
Because you'd be paddling, and I'd be like, hey, Dave. He'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, you look good.
You look good.
So that is where the start of it.
Yeah, that is the start of it.
We get a Dave and Giggles origin story every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Every Sunday. Did you hear about the case that just went through in Colorado?
No.
It's interesting. It's called the Red Flag Law. And they just
Yes, I did hear about this.
And the governor signed it, which pretty much means that, like, if you're suspecting someone with a firearm is like crazy,
mentally unstable,
you can like call them up and they'll come and take your gun.
I think for like 3 days or I don't know what the term is or something, but they're basically just cooling off,
which is wild. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I. Yeah. Yeah. No. I.
How do you feel about that?
I haven't read the whole bill or the law, but if you know people when they're about to snap.
You do.
You know the warning signs. Right. And I don't think people that are about to snap should have access to firearms, because then you're gonna ruin a lot of the other people's day.
You really will.
So, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of Columbine.
Yeah.
Really? So, it's been 20 years?
Been 20 years.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
Something's got to change.
Hey, Dave, you want to know how old I was when Columbine happened?
How old were you?
Three.
You were three. Wow. I was, what year was it? 20 years. 99. So I was 99.
Oh, actually, I was four.
Oh, good. Good. You were
four. I might have been almost four.
I was in college. Yeah. So that happened 99, and then 9/11 happened 2 years later. That's crazy. It seemed like such further apart. Slamming the mic. That's wild. But the thing about the gun law that I found interesting is like sheriffs of towns of Colorado, because Colorado loves their guns.
Yeah.
They're saying that they're not going to uphold the law. They're not going to take people's guns away, which is the world we live in now, like where like certain towns can be like, nope, not going to do it. I just found out. So, you know, in New York, they just passed the abortion thing, right?
Yeah.
Right. My town was the first town in New York to put a referendum on it saying that they're not going to abide by it and that they're against it. It makes me so mad.
But you got like 2,000 people in that town.
So. I mean, there's not that many people in that town. But
what town is it?
It's Carmel. It's Putnam County.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yep.
Putnam County was the first county to be like, nope. Don't care if this passed and it's a law. We're not abiding by it. And screw you all.
Oh, Lord.
I know. That's the world we live in, where like they could be like, meh, whatever.
Forget about it. Did you hear about this guy in the Mall of America in Minnesota? Throws a 5-year-old kid across off of the balcony.
It was a 5-year-old kid?
5-year-old kid that he didn't know. And, oh, my God. Just picked him up, threw him over.
What?
But this guy, he's been like arrested at the mall before for throwing stuff off the railing or whatever.
This time he chooses a kid?
And he threw a kid who's in serious.
Yeah, he survived though, right? I did hear that he survived. I didn't know that he was a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a little kid. So, which makes me think, like, as a parent, you know, you're like, hey, hold my hand, stay close to me because something bad might happen. You're never thinking, hold my hand because somebody might just throw you off the
balcony.
Just
might pick you up and throw you off.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Gosh. That, as a parent, that must freak you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I watched a video today of a mom who started the video off and she's crying. I don't think I'd be able to find it that fast, but she's crying and she's like, I left the kids alone for 10 minutes in my house. And then she flips the camera around and she says, they got a hold of the buzzers. And like, there was just like huge swaths of hair, just all gone, all gone. And she's just like, she was just bawling. She was like, I can't believe they did this. It was pretty good. It's not like throwing a kid off a balcony. But I mean, you leave a kid alone for 10 minutes, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. They start shaving their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Julian Assange, hero or traitor? Or he's not even an American citizen.
No, he's not an American citizen. He's a very interesting case.
Does that mean he can't be a hero or a traitor?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about Julian Assange is that there was a time where he was a hero during the Bush years, and then he became a traitor in the light of popular society. The one thing that I found very interesting about Julian Assange is that, so they arrest him and then they're like, okay, the USA is going to extradite him. But universal law says that if you're going to extradite a person to another country, that you have to give them everything you're going to charge them with.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. And if they come to America and then we throw a whole bunch of other stuff at them, they can go back to London and it doesn't mean anything anymore. So we have to throw the book at him with whatever we have before he even gets here. And we don't even know. Like things could come up as the trial goes on. It's very interesting to me, like, other laws, like world law or whatever. Very fascinating. But I think he should go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a traitor. I think he's the total traitor. I mean, he broke so many laws. You know? Just like I do think, like, what was the Manning, Chelsea Manning? She went to jail.
Right.
He went to jail, then he became a she. But she went to jail. Yeah. She went to jail. And then Obama let her go, which was interesting, I guess.
Well, because because they were literally trying to kill her. Like, they were denying her her medication that she literally needed to, survive.
I remember that, right.
Because they were transphobic and trying to kill her. And also, they thought she was a traitor, so they were trying to kill her. So that was part of the reason, because her health was declining.
Yeah, now I remember.
I don't know. I know, like, the liberal, like, my you know, liberal arts college Facebook sphere is very, 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 like, pro Chelsea Manning. I have to admit, I don't really know anything about this.
Yeah, neither do I. I just know that she was let off, or commuted, they call it.
But they put her back in. They put her back in jail.
Yeah,
yeah.
She was her. It was commuted, so I guess she was just put somewhere else in a less.
I think they let her go, and now she's back in.
For something else.
Yeah, I thought that was what it was. Maybe I'm
wrong. For not testifying against Julian Assange or something.
Is that what it was?
God, we're a terrible news show. We don't.
Well, we're not a news show.
We're not a news show. Hold on. It's not that I really care about this. Did Tiger won. Woods win the Masters?
Yeah, Tiger won the Masters. It's the first time since 2008. And I saw someone actually, one of the other hosts put out a post about it. And it was like, we're acting like he like had cancer or broke something and he's made a huge comeback, but he only cheated on his wife and then quit for a while and now he's back.
Yeah, like, it's not like this is some big like redemption arc. Like, he was a dick. And then he came back and he was still a dick, but now he is a new trophy.
Exactly. Like,
great.
Yeah. But the one thing I did see was somebody, a Vegas resident, bet $85,000 that he would win. And when he won, $1.9 million.
Nice.
That's a pretty big win.
I don't know if I'd bet $85,000
no.
to win a million. That seems like not the best odds.
Yeah. I mean, no. And everyone was saying that he had no chance. He had no chance. And so this guy going out there being like, here's 85 grand. I have, I, I'm I know he's going to win. And then win $1 million, $1.9 million. That's pretty damn good.
It's a good return.
It's a good
probably
return.
Probably like 700 after taxes. 600.
600,000?
Yeah.
Or 600 bucks.
Speaking of taxes, I did. I got to pay Uncle Sam tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And now, here's what I don't get. Is it true that a lot of these companies don't pay any federal income taxes, but do they pay state income taxes? You know, this whole thing about Amazon making like $16 billion in profit?
I think Amazon paid literally nothing in all taxes.
In everything. In all taxes altogether. You're on the phone over there.
Oh, I wasn't. I'm sorry. I was dealing with some roommate drama. Oh,
got it. I thought you were still looking up the Chelsea Manning stuff for some reason.
Well, the Wi-Fi wasn't working, so I got the Wi-Fi to work, and then I had to deal with my roommate drama.
Jeez. Polar Mike.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, loopholes and all that is like, you have to pay taxes. You're the smallest company I know, you know?
Hey.
Oh, that's right. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't know many companies. I'm not saying, you know?
That's true.
I mean, you're doing better than Scrap. There, I'll say it.
That's true. Better than Joe, because he's got one kid now.
Congrats out to Joe. Yeah. Did you see pictures of the kid?
I did.
Oh, they do pay local taxes. Sorry.
How much did they pay?
In 2018, they paid about $1.18 billion for local, state, and international taxes.
Nothing in federal.
I don't know if that includes like payroll. Yeah, nothing in federal, but I don't know if that includes payroll taxes and stuff. It's not clear to me.
Weird. So they paid something in state, which makes sense because they're going to come after you a little harder in the state than they would federally because you can get more loopholes, I think.
But also, like, the states cut them tax breaks, which is one of the big things why people in Long Island City were opposed to Amazon 2 or whatever here, because they were going to, like, basically, like, with all the tax credits and incentives, we were going to make, like, nothing off it.
But I mean, that they did the same thing with the Hudson Yards. Hudson Yards got huge tax breaks. Hudson Yards. I know, exactly. Nobody really likes Hudson Yards, but they got
fuck
huge.
That shit.
And then on top of that, they worked out a thing. You'll find this interesting, Giggles. They have an interesting thing where if you go to Hudson Yards and you take a picture and you post it on Instagram or something, they own the rights to it. Well, what happened to you? Oh, I took you down for a second. Yeah, they own the rights to it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't...
Did you go to the new stairway or the Vertex or whatever that
is?
No,
I haven't gone to it yet.
Do you have to pay?
Yeah, you have to buy tickets to go to it. Yeah. And there's like a long line.
There's like a wait.
That's terrible.
It's so stupid.
Oh, God.
It's so terrible. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
They should have just left it at the High Line. The High Line's cool enough. They don't need that.
The High Line's cool.
Nowhere.
Yeah, the High Line is cool. But yeah, the whole like honeycomb thing. You have to buy tickets for it and wait. That's what everything is in New York anymore.
Yeah,
you got
just waiting online.
Buy a ticket and you wait online. Including
the
subway.
I don't know if you were in Williamsburg. So yesterday was record store day.
I did see that.
And I went, made the mistake of being in Williamsburg, which was my own fault. And the line to get into Rough Trade Records was literally around the whole block, like stretching the three, like the whole square of it. So like three blocks of people waiting online to buy overpriced new vinyl.
I
fucking hate it. It's my biggest pet peeve. My roommate spent like $90 on a a 4LP green Hosier vinyl set, and I've never respected her less.
Yeah, Record Store Day is an interesting invention, probably by like some record company who was just like, you know, if we make a record company day, everyone will come out and buy vinyl, which is funny because like I think last year vinyl sales outsold like everything else, which is crazy. Yeah, but also yesterday was also, I didn't go, I was telling the story earlier, of the hot sauce convention. You remember last year?
Yes, I walked by it because I went to the Academy Records Annex.
Where Dylan came in and he was bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to it and I ended up not going to it and I ended up just pretty much getting high and walking around.
That sounds like a lot more fun.
I know.
It was a nice day yesterday.
And the funny thing is, the worst part about it, which is why I ended up not calling you, I left my earbuds at work, so I didn't have anything, the way to listen to anything.
How did you survive?
I know, it was terrible.
I literally carry three pairs of headphones on me because for that exact reason. I can't go anywhere without music.
It was really terrible. But I ended up, I was saying it before, I ended up going to the park in Ridgewood over there where they have like the basketball courts and all that. And I ate an edible, so I was pretty high, right? And I'm walking around and I'm watching kids play basketball. I'm watching kids playing like baseball, and I'm watching kids throwing a football around, and I'm like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I don't belong here.
I don't belong here. So like I kind of like broke out in a little bit of a sweat and I was like, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I'm gone. Yeah, so that was my day yesterday. But I ended up like I've been under the I've like a minute left, but I was under like lately they've been cleaning out my basement and I have a lot of boxes in the basement. So I've been going through them and I found like boxes of pictures. So I went through like tons and tons of pictures. I found my picture of when I came home from school the first day ever. Oh. Pretty great picture. Pretty great picture.
God, will you bring it next week?
I'll show you right now.
Yes.
I have a picture of it.
Just like first grade or something?
Yeah, it was first grade. Yeah. It was either first grade or kindergarten.
I was going to say, you didn't go to kindergarten?
It was kindergarten. I thought it was preschool, but then I showed my mom and she said it was.
Some people I know didn't go to kindergarten. They either skipped it or they were like held at. Like,
that's
oh
me.
My God. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Showing pictures on a radio show. Oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah. You've seen that? I showed that.
I think so.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Good show.
Good picture.
Good show.
Just leaving those pictures down the basement for Halpy to find.
I know. Good times. All right. We got a couple seconds left. I wanted to congratulate you. The day that you covered for me, you got up on the top 10 of talk shows.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know I've never fucking tried?